SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, inner city residents complete youth leadership empowerment training, and we'll continue sharing the views of children roundabout Jamaica in our special Child Month feature. Stay with us. Fifty-nine persons from various inner-city communities, including 9 police officers, have completed training under the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce JCC Civil Affairs Inner-City Development Youth Leadership Program. The long-standing program aims to improve the relationship between citizens and the police with a view to reducing crime and providing residents with skills to contribute to community development. Minister with Responsibility for Information, Senator Sandra Faulkner, speaking at the graduation exercise recently, encouraged graduates to use the knowledge gained to improve their lives.
Send a strong message that you are serious about taking a stand to rule your destiny. Live your life with discipline, let your voice be heard, and get involved. Be bold in stepping out on this new phase of your life's journey, and never contemplate quitting because you feel that your life is too tough.
Participants were trained over a 6-week period in conflict management, community leadership, entrepreneurship, and family life. At the graduation ceremony, the top male, Devon Mason, and top female, Erica Coombs, were awarded scholarships to attend the University College of the Caribbean, UCC. Since the program's inception in 1992, over 3,000 persons have benefited from training. By 2030, Jamaica hopes to have increased its ability to cope with natural and man-made hazards such as hurricanes and earthquakes. It also hopes to reduce the loss of lives and property when these events occur. This hope will be made a reality under Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, which aims to transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm. On the community notice board, the Shiloh Apostolic Church of Jamaica National Youth Movement, in association with the Shiloh Mass Choir, will be having its Praise Ablaze Gospel Concert at the Fairfield Shiloh Apostolic Church, St. Elizabeth, Saturday, June 7, starting at 6 p.m. And throughout the month of May, we'll be giving children a chance to share their views. Today, our children share the careers they want to pursue and why.
I like to go to a university to get to study to be a brain surgeon and a heart surgeon so I can help my grandmother if she's alive when I grow up, please God's will, so that I can help her to manage her heart.
I like to be a policewoman to save people from disease and what?
Neurosurgeon. Help people brain if they have anything in their brain, those help people.
A soldier.
Artist, actress, and a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
Doctor. I have to take care of the people.
The theme for Child Month is Parents Take Responsibility, Break the Cycle. Remember to show your child you care.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producers Kasita Irving and Evadne Brown. And of course, special thanks to my engineer, Joel Samuels. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.